Merry Christmas, everybody. It is Christmas Day, and it's Day by Day Hacks. And so I've got Sophia Johnson in the podcast studio. She is my daughter. She's 14. She does a consistent time with the Lord. And today, she's going to be talking to teenagers out there that may be on the Facebook. And Sophia, I want to ask the question. If we've got some teenagers out there right now that are wondering, how do I get started? What do I need to do to get started? 2024, that's my year, and I want to start a quiet time. What advice would you give to them?
Something I would say is that if you're going to pick out a time or try to start a time with the Lord, you're going to want to know your schedule. So that might involve looking ahead at what activities and how much schoolwork you're going to have to see what time would work best for you.
Right. So it might be easy right now in the middle of Christmas break, New Year's break, where you may not have a lot of stuff going on, but pretty soon there's baseball and there's cheer and there's basketball, you know, all this stuff, a new semester of new studies, all that. So what you're saying is to think about that and what time of day that may be taking place before you start doing your quiet time right now, and just to be preparing in advance for that, right? Do you think it would be a good idea, as you're thinking about your schedule for the upcoming semester at least, to talk to your parents about what you're wanting to do as well?
Definitely, because their schedules may also involve you, and you also need to kind of know theirs, and they can also need to know when you're planning to do that, so they can kind of go around that.
So, like, if you've looked at all that and you haven't talked to your parents, but in your schedule, in your own personal schedule, and you say, all right, at 7 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to be reading my Bible, and then you hear your mother hollering from the other room, hey, I need you to come do the dishes. We can avoid stuff like that by just talking to our parents about, hey, this is what I'm planning on doing. Can you help me protect this time? And not even that they wouldn't be hollering at you to come, you know, do something for them, but they might say, hey, it's 7 o'clock. Do you think you ought to be going to do your quiet time now? Right? Is that kind of how mom does it for you guys sometimes?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. And so she's helping keep accountability mm-hmm. going on in that as well. So let's say a teenager, they start out on January 1st and they knock it out of the park, right? And they're like, yes, and they do that for 3 days in a row. But then, you know, January 4th or 5th comes and they miss that day. Should they just wait until 2025 January to start again? I mean, because that's what happens a lot of time. We start these things and then we miss a day and we just throw our hands up and say, well, I tried. What advice would you give?
Yeah, I think a good thing to keep in mind is that if you miss a day, it's not the end of the world, because that's not what you're trying to accomplish. You're not trying to just check a box off the list with the quiet time. You're trying to grow in the Lord. And if you're seeking the Lord, then reading your Bible every single day isn't what's going to get you into heaven. It's seeking the Lord.
Right, right. So it's not about the perfect attendance. It's about what's the purpose of why am I doing this here, okay? So there you are. There's your hack for the day, especially teenagers. Consider your schedule before you set your time. And if you miss a day, don't sweat it. Don't sweat it. Pick it back up the next day. All right. Until next year on Day by Day Hacks.